Welcome to Your Kingdom Assignment with Mother Judy Hines, your resource for success in your kingdom assignment, with tips, inspiration, strategies, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Your Kingdom Assignment. This is Mother Judy Hines. I do hope everybody had a wonderful 4th of July, spending time with your family, your friends, having fun, fellowship, and good food. Well, God is good this morning. God is better than good. Today, I want to talk about the plan that God has for your life. Many times we go through life haphazardly, thinking that things are by chance, but you are here on purpose, you are here on time, and God has a plan for your life. You need to know this morning that Jesus loves you, and that even before you even entered your mother's womb, that he had a plan for your life. He had a plan that he had for your life before the foundation of the world. And so this morning, I want us to get a great understanding about how God has planned out a great, a miraculous, a supernatural walk in this kingdom life for each and every one of us. We are here on purpose, and we are here with a plan. We are here with the plan of God. One of the things that I like to tell my students is there is no failure and no flaw in the plan that God has for your life. So the plan A that God has for your life does not need a plan B, because God does everything on purpose. He does everything well. He takes care of every fine detail where your life is concerned. Everything that pertains to life and godliness, he has already taken care of. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. God has a plan, and it is a great plan for your life. And we have to, number one, we have to be willing to submit and to surrender, first of all, to Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We have to be willing to tell God yes, yes to his will. And his will means that we are going to submit to becoming his command, his wish, his pleasure, his desire. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's what the will of God means, that we are submitting to the will of God, submitting to the command, to the desire, the pleasure, and the wish of God. When we say yes to God, then we are saying yes to the plan of God. And when we say yes to God, we get everything that comes with it. We get the benefits. We get all of the privileges, all of the promises, all of the word of God that has been spoken and written concerning us. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. I remember a song by one of the artists, and he sang this song that everything God has said in his word and every promise that he has made in his word for you, it shall come to pass. I want you to write that down this morning. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what the enemy is doing, no matter what the storm is, the tempest is, the temperature is, God has a plan for your life, and he's working it out for you. I say again, God has a plan for your life, and he's working it out for you and through you. As a matter of fact, I always say to my students, God is up to something great, and God is about to do his greatest work for you and his greatest work through you. I'm here to tell you on today that you are not here by chance, you are not here by happenstance, but you are here by purpose, and God has a plan for your life, and he's walking it out through you. He's walking it out through you. And what you have to do, as we said before, number one, you have to surrender to God. You have to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Number two, when you submit to Christ and submit to his Lordship, That means that you're bringing your life under subjection to Him, under subjection to the Holy Ghost. And your word now, your life now, is becoming lined up by the word of God. The word of God is truly powerful. The word of God is truly powerful. It found us, it saved us, it delivers, it heals. The word of God is most powerful. Nothing happens in this world without a word. We are in, listen, a voice-activated kingdom, and that voice-activated kingdom came into existence by and through the word of God. And so there's a word that God has over your life. That word that God has over your life is a life-sustaining word. It is a life-changing word. It is a keeping word. It will develop you into the very image of God. That's what we want. We want in this world, for the people in this world, to see God through us, to see Christ in us and through us. And it happens through and by the word of God. Nothing happens without a word. One thing about a word, when I say it's powerful, once a word is spoken, it has no choice but to come to pass. It must come to pass. That's why we choose our words wisely. We choose our words wisely, and we make sure that what we are speaking, what we are saying, lines up with what God is saying. I'm telling you again this morning, somebody needs to hear it, that God has a plan for your life. And it's a good plan. It's a great plan. It's a plan to prosper you and to keep you in good health. It's a plan of success, a plan of achievement. But it is all in the life of Christ. It is all in a life of submission and accountability to Christ, to the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, good morning again. I'm Mother Judy Hines, and you're listening to Your Kingdom Assignment. This is the place where you come to get encouragement, inspiration, tools, and strategies. Oh, yeah, for successful kingdom living. Welcome again to the morning call here at WWDB 860 on your radio dial. Every Monday morning at 7:30, you can hear Mother Judy Hines. Well, we are talking about the plan that God has for your life this morning. It is imperative and very important that you know that God has calculated in every fine detail of your life. Oh, you may not think so, but He has. Even that thing that felt bad, that looked bad, God is going to turn it for your good, and it's going to work in your favor. I'm telling you, this is a faith walk. This is a faith walk, and we have to believe God and take Him at His word. My bishop in Savannah always says these words, "I believe God every word He says." Now, that sounds simple, but it is not as easy as it sounds. But as you walk with God, as you fellowship with Him, as you commune with Him, you develop that relationship, you develop that trust factor, and you begin to believe God no matter what. No matter what the enemy is doing, no matter what the enemy is trying, no matter what it looks like, you know that God has everything under His control, in His control, and He's working it out for your good. He's working out a plan for your life like none other, and you're going to see it, a step-by-step process. Don't discount the power in the steps of the plan. Oh, yes, many times people want this thing to happen overnight. They want everything at one time, but God has a process of development, a process that takes it step by step and day by day. You're learning God, and you're learning His laws, His ways, His precepts. You're learning how to walk with Him, how to be Him in the earth realm. Yes, we are here on an assignment. You have an assignment while you are here on the earth, and that is to represent and to represent God in the earth realm. And so every day, as we commune with him, meditate with him, do our devotionals, read the word, pray, and intercede, we become more and more like him. We are being made over into his image every day. We want to be Christ in the earth realm, not just be like him. We want to be Christ in the earth realm. We want to walk as Christ walked, talk as he talked, operate as he operated, in the fullness of his power and in great demonstration, in great power and in great demonstration. That is the plan that God has for your life, to live and to walk in great power and great demonstration. That means we have to submit to the leadership of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And when we do that, we're going to see the plan of God unfold like never before. We're not going to be disappointed. We're not going to be denied. We're not going to be left behind. We're going to walk in oneness, and we're going to walk in sync with the Father, with our Father God. We are going to be in complete agreement with the will and with the plan that God has for our life. Listen, there is power in agreement. There is a result that come because you are in agreement with the plan that God has for your life. And one last thing, the way of a transgressor is hard. The way of a transgressor is hard. Do not resist the plan that God has for your life. Submit to the will and to the word of God, and you will see. You will see dreams unfold. You will see visions come to pass. You will see the success, and you will also see the work of your hands, the fulfillment, the exactness of God being done in your life. I'm here to tell you this morning, God has a plan for you, and this plan for you, it has no failure and it has no flaw. God has already taken care of every fine detail. Don't worry about that thing. Give it to the Lord. Cast all your cares on him because he careth for you. Oh, yes, indeed. You have been listening this morning to Mother Judy Hines on your Kingdom Assignment. I appreciate you joining me every Monday morning at 7:30. Every Monday morning, you can hear me right here. We're coming to inspire you and to give you the strategies and the tools and the encouragement that you will need in order for you to complete your Kingdom Assignment. So until next time, be blessed, and we will see you then. God bless.
Wow, what a wonderful word. What a wonderful word. We're getting ready to bring on the next speaker, and we're doing that now.
Well, good morning again. It's Mother Judy Hines again. I'm sitting in the big chair for Pastor Gary Moore this morning, who's out on vacation on today's, enjoying some beach sun somewhere around this world. But we're here this morning on assignment again, and we want to say good morning again to all of you who have joined us this morning. It's wonderful to be alive in the kingdom. Wonderful to be alive in the kingdom. God is keeping us alive, and I'm telling you, I'm happy about it. It's nobody but the goodness of God and the mercy of God that we are still here on this morning. You do know that we have survived a pandemic, that we have survived some trouble, that we have survived some storms, that we have survived some upheavals, but it's because of the goodness of God this morning, the goodness of God. He has a plan for your life. We talked about that earlier. He has a plan for your life, and this plan has no failure and has no flaw. It has no, listen, I tell you what, folks, you can't be on a better team than on the team of God. You can't find yourself on a better team, a better working team than the team that you're on right now, because this team says that you are a winner and that you win every time. As a matter of fact, no matter what it looks like or what you've gone through, the book says that you win. And that, listen, We're going to make a decree this morning. Not only are you a winner, but everything that is connected to you wins this morning. Everyone that is connected to you wins this morning. I am excited to be sitting in this seat this morning. I don't usually get to sit in the big seat like this on Monday mornings, but I am delighted that God has afforded us this time to spend together. I want to talk about, just for a few minutes this morning, what is going to take if you're going to be a success in the kingdom, if you're going to be a success in intercession, a success in prayer, or any of what God has called you to do. There's four things that you have to really make sure that you have in your arsenal on this morning. And so I'm going to be giving you four bullet points this morning, and I want you to take good notes, and I want you to go back and ponder it. I want you to go back and reflect on it, but I want you to allow God to even give you more revelation about this as you spend time in his presence on this week. I do hope that all of you had a wonderful 4th of July. I hope that you spent some wonderful quality time with your family, your friends, and that God blessed you to have fun and fellowship and to enjoy good food on yesterday. We had a powerful service here in the city of Chicago on yesterday, and we are in the Marshall Davis Ministries conference for this week, and we are having a grand time in the Holy Ghost. But let's get to the 4 points this morning. We want to get to the 4 points this morning. And the first thing that you're going to have to be, if you're going to be successful in your kingdom assignment, you're going to have to be consistent. You're going to have to be consistent. What has happened in the body of Christ is that the enemy has released a spirit that I call stopping and starting, or starting and stopping. But God wants us to be consistent. He wants us to remain consistent, and it's going to prove to be valuable as we are walking with him, as we are doing our kingdom assignment. Number one, you're going to have to be consistent. Number two, you're going to have to be creative. Creative in the Holy Spirit means that you're going to have to embrace diversity, and you're going to have to be able to embrace change. You're going to have to be creative in the Holy Ghost, meaning, what is Mother saying? You're going to have to understand that you can do something more than one way, that you cannot get stuck in stuff and get stuck in believing that you can only do it one way. God has so many ways to accomplish his will, and so you're going to have to be a person who can adapt to change, who can be creative, who can flow with God. So if the current is going up, you go up. If the current is making a turn, you make a turn. If the current is going downhill, then you change and you go downhill. Listen, multiplication and increase comes through change. It comes through change. And growth comes through change, folks. So you're going to have to understand that there's more than one way, as I say, that we do chicken here in America. I'm telling you that chicken is being done on every corner. You have Bojangles, you have Kentucky Fried, you have churches, you have chicken done a million ways, because now you have all the nationalities in America doing chicken. So everybody's doing chicken and everybody's prospering because they're doing it a different way, and people just love chicken. And so God wants you to know there's a value in being creative. There's value in being creative. Don't get stuck doing something one way. There's more than one way to fry chicken, to bake chicken, there's rotisserie chicken, all kinds of chicken, folks. Y'all know I'm not talking about chicken. We're talking about methods. We're talking about methodology. We're talking about plans. And those things, you have to be creative. That means you're going to embrace diversity and you're going to embrace change in order for the plan to prosper and the plan to grow. And so we have, number one, you must be consistent. Number two, you must be creative. You must be creative. And then, you know, you do have to make yourself available. Number three, you have to make yourself available. That means that you're going to put the time in. That means that you're going to put the time in. And so that means that you're going to avail yourself. It's going to cause you to be inconvenienced. It's going to cause you to put in some long hours because you're going to have to avail yourself to the process, to the plan, to the vision, to the dream. In other words, you're going to have to work hard. You're going to have to not be afraid of doing hard work, but you're going to have to avail yourself. That means that if you're going to be good at intercession, if you're going to be good at praying, if you're going to be good at ministering, you're going to have to put the time in. You're going to have to be consistent. You're going to have to be creative. You're going to have to avail yourself. And that means that sometimes your body is going to tell you no. Your flesh is going to tell you no. But you're going to have to be creative, consistent, and you're going to have to avail yourself. You're going to have to tell your flesh to come under subjection of the Holy Ghost. You're going to have to tell yourself that you are going to go all the way with God and that you're not going to start and stop, that you're not going to get stuck in doing it one way, but you're going to embrace diversity. You're going to be consistent with this thing, and you're going to avail yourself. You're going to make yourself accountable. Let me put that there. Make yourself accountable. That means you might have to get a partner. That means you have to put yourself on check, put yourself on guard to make sure that you are putting the time in that's needed in order for this vision, in order for your dream to come to pass. Yes, indeed. We are giving you some secrets this morning, some tools that you will need in your arsenal in order to complete your kingdom assignment, in order to be not a failure, not to be defeated, because God never intended for you to be defeated, never intended for you to go under, never intended for you to be a failure. No, you are here on point. You are here on point, and you shall complete and be successful in what God has called you to do. I want you to be on point. I want you to be on guard, and I want you to be ready to accept the task that's going to have to be done in order for you to complete what God has called you to do. Well, I'm telling you this morning, I'm having a ball hanging out with you all on WWDB 860 Radio on your dial this morning. I'm glad you are listening. I'm glad that you are a part of the family. You are part of the team on this morning, and that you want to be a success in what God has called you to do. I want you to be a success. I want to be successful. I'm going to put the work in. I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to be creative, and I'm going to avail myself, and I'm going to be accountable. I'm going to be submissive to the word of God that governs us, that governs our lives. We are saying on today, yes to his will, and yes to his way, and yes, we shall obey. We shall obey. It's exciting. It's the most exciting time in this season, in this hour, to see how God is working in and through our lives as we submit to him and say yes to his will and say yes to his way. I believe that this is the hour of great demonstration and great power, that there shall be signs and wonders and healings and miracles, and God is going to use you and you and you. Every one of you have been called to a kingdom assignment, and God is going to get the glory out of your life. God is going to get the glory out of your life. It is amazing that even while we were yet sinners, that Christ still died for us. He still saw something, so good in each and every one of us that he wanted to put it on display. He wanted to take us through the process of being saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, the process of sanctification, washing us up, causing us to be, I call it spit shine, so that we can represent and represent him in the earth realm. Don't forget this morning now, kingdom citizens, that it's all about the king. It's all about God. It's not about us. It's not about those, but it's about him. We are having a God moment. We are having a Holy Ghost-filled God moment, and we are excited about it. We should be excited about it. Well, I'm here to tell you that God is going to cause you to be a success in the kingdom, and is going to help you and cause you to complete your assignment. Well, it's time for me to sign off again. I just have a wonderful time hanging out with you all every Monday morning. Again, I've been sitting in the big seat in the chair for Pastor Gary Moore this morning, and I'm delighted to be your host this morning. Until next time, you be blessed, and we will see you then.
You have been listening to Mother Judy Hines. Follow Mother Judy on Facebook, Clubhouse, and Instagram. You may also contact her on motherjudyhines@gmail.com or motherjudyhines.com. Thank you for tuning in. Join us again every Monday morning at 7:30 a.m.